Hey, listeners, before we begin, just quickly, I'd love to tell you about three ways you can support the Pop Culture Preservation Society. As you know, we are an independent podcast. We're not owned or paid by anybody. We do everything by ourselves. And all of our financial support comes from you, the listeners. So if you'd like to help us pay our bills so we can keep on trucking, here's what you can do. One, pledge your support with a recurring monthly donation on Patreon. There are three levels of support, and each one comes with exclusive bonus content. Just go to patreon.com or look for the link in our show notes. Two, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you know we had one? Even if you don't have any intention of watching anything on YouTube, do it anyway. Because when we get to a certain level of subscribers, we have a shot at getting a little compensation, and every little bit counts. Three, this one is new. Buy your books using our bookshop.org link. Bookshop.org is an online bookseller that benefits small independent bookstores. And when you use our link, we get a little bit of that love. All of these links will be in our show notes and in our email newsletter and in our link tree. But most importantly, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening and thank you for sharing with your Gen X friends. You are the reason we do this and we couldn't be more grateful to you. Nanu Nanu, keep on trucking and may the force be with you. In high school, my yearbook gets grossly inappropriate, like inappropriate. Lots of references to my boobs from both boys and girls. Boys and girls, lots.
Hello world, is a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
Welcome to the Pop Culture Preservation Society, the podcast for people born in the big wheel generation who were the first generation to substitute the number four for the word for and the letter U for the word you in their yearbook messages, possibly implying that they might die for you. Or the number two for the word two and the number four for the word for. And make a fun mathematical friendship equation in their yearbook message. Too good. Plus 2B, line forgotten.
Oh, yes, we believe our Gen X childhoods gave us unforgettable songs, stories, characters, images, and great ways to sign yearbooks. And if we don't talk about them, they'll disappear, like Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition.
And today, we'll be saving the precious messages inscribed into our school yearbooks that no one ever imagined would be read aloud publicly 40 years later. Because that's what we're going to do. Welcome to Gen X Yearbook Readers Theater. Sorry, Debbie.
I'm Carolyn.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Michelle. And we are your pop culture preservationists.
Don't you forget about me.
There may not be anything that signals the end of the school year more than the distribution of yearbooks and the signing frenzy that follows. And this topic was supposed to be part of our School's Out for Summer episode, where we talk about things that signaled the end of the year, like field day and returning your library books and movies in the gym. Carolyn was in charge of that outline, and she just put in our outline, share yearbook memories. And I went deep. And I've talked about this for a long time because when I read the messages that people wrote to me, it shines a light on so much, more than you think. And so while we're recording that episode, we start reading the messages aloud. And where do you stop?
You can't.
There are three of us, right? And between us, we probably have 20 plus yearbooks times how many messages? And so we stopped. We were just like, whoa, 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 everybody stop. This isn't about field day anymore. This is its own episode, and it's going to be Reader's Theater. And so we've all spent some significant time with the yearbooks that documented our academic experience in the Gen X era, and we read every scribbled message from every single person, friends, enemies, and complete strangers alike, and we've come away with something bigger than we thought. What was your experience reading through these yearbooks this week, you guys?
Oh, I don't know. First of all, let me just preface all of this with I'm really sorry to a lot of my friends. I think I was really annoying in seventh grade, but we'll get to that. It was profound in a way because I would have never probably looked at these yearbooks ever again. To be honest, they were buried in somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I was Husker-dude and sucked back into time like nothing else in a way that we have done before, because these were like little memories that I would have never thought of again, mm-hmm. that somebody wrote about don't ever forget the time we blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, I did that. It was not like a journal, of course, because we're reading what other people, how they perceived us. And profound is probably a really good word. And it gave me some time to really contemplate who I was then, and give me a better picture of who I was. Mm-hmm. I'll come to this whole podcast a little changed going forward when we talk about especially junior high, because I kind of now know a little bit more about myself.
Isn't that trippy?
Yes.
And I felt a few things. I think the first thing I felt was, I don't know how to say this, but I talk on this podcast a lot about times with my friend Kristen or my friend Lisa, and I kind of have forgotten some of these other people. I'm like, Judy, Teresa, Barbie, Nanny, because like I was really good friends with them too. So I think it just gave me a really good feeling. I sometimes focus too much on the complicated parts of my childhood or the moving all the time or whatever. And I think it just made me realize, like, Michelle, like, things weren't always as, like, maybe not bad as you're making them, but
totally.
You were mm-hmm. just a lighthearted seventh grader. And even though I know in my memories, there was some shit going down in like my family or whatever, I read these messages and I just got a really good feeling. And then the other thing I just want to say is when I was looking at particularly seventh grade at the pictures of the teachers, you guys, I was so whooshed back in the time machine so fast. Like, like it was like teachers. I was in the freaking DeLorean. And then I got sad because I thought, oh, all these teachers are probably dead.
Oh, gosh. I never even thought about that.
Or not dead. They're like in a nursing home or something.
Oh. Yes.
Because they're like 40 or something then.
If they were 40,
I mean, they're like in their late 70s or 80s or whatever. And but to look at their pictures, I was like, I'm sorry. I was just on the other side of your desk.
Yes.
I feel like I was just standing there yesterday. So that was kind of fun too. I don't know. It was validating. I don't know what the word is, but I highly recommend it, people.
I 100% highly recommend it. It's not what you expect.
Right.
What you expect is to find something silly and funny, and you will find that. You'll find mm-hmm. silly and funny, but you'll find yourself coming face to face with who you were in a way that you didn't remember or embrace at the time, because you're seeing yourself through somebody else's eyes.
Exactly. It's who you were to other people. And you don't often go back and remember yourself that way. You're a memory for someone else. Don't you guys wish, though, that you could see what mm-hmm. you wrote in other people's yearbooks?
Yes.
I wish I could see what I wrote. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And remember, too, my dad was a teacher in my junior high. And so that concept that you just talked about, Michelle,
He is in a facility. So
he's in a nursing home right now. We just call it, homestead, because we don't want to call it the nursing home. So
I just
call it
homestead.
So Gordy's at homestead, but Gordy was thousands of kids band director. And so he would have been in his 40s in the 80s. Is that right? Yeah. He would have been in his 40s. Now he's in his 80s. So you're right. And because he was at my school, he also knew all my teachers. And my parents go to a lot of funerals for my teachers. My mom will be like, oh, did you hear Mrs. Chamberlain died? All the time.
I hate that.
It's a weird, trippy time travel experiment, because we, of course, feel exactly the same. Just like you said, Michelle, I was just on the other side of his desk.
Right.
We feel exactly the same.
Yes. Yeah.
But we're not. But there's so much to talk about here, because it is, like you said, it's so much more than a book of memories. Like, what about the politics of it? Like, who signed your yearbook and how? Because it wasn't just your good friends. It could also be the cute senior who never said a single word to you, but your friends are pressuring you to go up to him in the lunchroom and ask him to sign your yearbook. Did you? How?
I would have vomited.
Did you ask? Are you too embarrassed? Did you score a particularly coveted signature? Someone who was meaningful, right? There was a whole... politics is the only word I can think of to describe it. It wasn't just like, hi, sign my yearbook. I mean, if it were only that simple.
Uh-huh. I would say it was kind of like that for me. I would have vomited and fainted at the same time. So I would have ended up falling in my own vomit, basically.
But there was, at least for me, I remember there being kind of a plan. Like there was a place, like sometimes you'd save spaces in your yearbook because you know that you wanted some particular person to sign there.
Saved for Shannon. And she'd hit like a box. She'd draw a box.
Exactly, exactly. Or you kind of knew where you wanted certain things. And then, you know, the who you wanted was also important. And like if your friends were going to help you, like kind of set the stage that all of a sudden you were there, right? Oh, hey.
Oops.
Have you signed my yearbook yet?
Like my yearbook just fell in.
Sure. Yes,
that's right. Could you pick up my yearbook? Or I remember even thinking, and maybe I was an overthinker, but thinking about the social strata of everything, like, am I in the same social strata as that person? Am I worthy enough to ask that person to sign my yearbook? Or are we not in the same category? I often didn't know. And I would err on the side of unworthiness, which is sad.
In seventh and eighth grade, I felt like there was really only two categories, maybe three. By the time I'm a junior and senior, there's like 18 categories of social strata. Truly, there are. There's this group, there's this group, there's this group. Did you have those people that would sign super big, like over a picture?
Over a picture.
Like a group picture. They happen to be in it, but they don't like themselves in it. So they would just sign over it, or they would scribble their face out. Or they would, I have people in every yearbook that would write super big. Like they did this on purpose, like because they thought they were funny. And I guarantee you, I'm not good friends with any of these people because I wouldn't be friends with people who did this. You know, you only have so much real estate in your yearbook.
Yeah.
And then nobody, and then other people are trying to write like in between their signatures.
Like your best friend is trying to squeeze in. Yeah.
I got so angry at those people again a few days ago, you guys.
All right. So let's do this. We're going to start at the beginning with some of our first yearbooks and we're going to move all the way through high school, taking turns sharing some of the most interesting messages. So I'm going to start with seventh grade. This is my first time. I have never had a yearbook before. I have not yet mastered socializing in general. I mostly read books and do calligraphy and a little latch hook here and there. So there aren't a whole lot of signatures in this yearbook, and most of the signatures are from people I don't even remember and possibly didn't really know because we probably just had a class together. They probably just sat next to me in a class that I had for one semester in 1981. And like we said before, there's a strict template. It's, I'm so glad I got to know ya in... fill in the class in earth science. Can't spell out Y-O-U. It's yeah. So glad I got to know you in earth science. You're so sweet. Stay that way. Maybe just stay sweet and hope you have a great summer. And then you've got the classic FF for friends forever. And sometimes a C, capital C, yeah. See ya.
Oh, yeah.
And there were some, this is what I'm talking about when it shows who you were at this time. This is so illuminating. So I'm just going to read you a couple of samples from my seventh grade yearbook, and you'll see who Kristen was. Kristen, I'm not too good of friends with you, but I hope that next year we can become better friends. Good luck at everything you do. Call me, 421-8033.
Oh, lots of phone numbers. Yeah.
FF, Hallie. Oh. So, you know, just saying it like it is. And this one gets even better. Kristen, I don't really know you that good, so I hope to get to know you better next year. FF, Debbie.
Friends forever, but I don't
know you.
So
you're so friends forever. You're so friends forever.
Yeah, well, there's potential. And just to prove what a book nerd I was, here's one from my Spanish teacher, Senorita K. She says, Sonia, which was my Spanish name. Sonia.
My heart. I was like, she didn't even write your right name.
No, that's my Spanish name. Okay. That's my Spanish class name. Mucho suerte a una chica mona de otra aficionada de Agatha Christie. And so I had to put that into Google Translate because my Spanish is a little rusty.
Because you don't remember any of your Spanish.
I don't remember. Obviously. Sorry, Senorita K. If you're still alive. She said, it means a lot of luck to a cute girl from another Agatha Christie fan. And which is lovely. It's beautiful. But it just means I walked around with an Agatha Christie book all the time.
I was about
about to say, there's no other way she would really know that unless she wrote a whole paper on Agatha Christie. But you know that you walked around with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I had in everywhere I went, I had my little clutch because I wasn't old enough for a purse yet. You start with the clutch. And then you have your notebook and your stack of textbooks. And then I would have my Agatha Christie book on top.
Gosh. And that was in seventh grade. I love that you were reading Agatha Christie in seventh grade.
I'm such an old woman.
It tracks, as they say. Mm-hmm.
But I'm surprised it wasn't like, the Thornbirds or, Fear of Flying.
Oh, I read that too. Yeah.
What's so interesting to me is that we've laughed about, the three of us, is the similarities in our yearbook signatures. The Too Good to Be Forgotten, all of those. Mm-hmm. But yet, there wasn't internet. There wasn't... I don't remember a 17 article on how to sign yearbooks. How did we all have these similarities across the country?
Well, that's interesting.
Across the country. We were in wildly different places in seventh grade. Where were you, Krista? Yes.
I was in Anoka, Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in Texas.
And I was in Washington State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you think about that. Midwest, South, and Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And people are chuckling along right with us in, New Jersey and Massachusetts and all those places.
Okay, Carolyn, how about you? Okay. What did you have?
I'm going to start with sixth grade because in Texas, K-5 was elementary and then 6, 7, 8 was junior high. And I want to emphasize that, junior high, not middle school. Mm-hmm. And it was literally that. It was a junior high school. Everything about my junior high was miniature high school, from the football team to the pep squad to the cheerleaders to everything. So sixth grade was a big jump. You went from a lunchbox to a sack lunch, all of that stuff. And I had a great years to be in middle school. So 76, 77 was my sixth grade for me. And one thing I want to note about all of my yearbook signings, they were all in cursive. Every single signature in here was in cursive.
I didn't think to look. Yes. Oh, now I'm going to notice.
Yes. Yes. The boys, the girls,
everything. I have mixed, but wow. I didn't think about that. You're right.
I'm looking right now. And not to be sexist, but you'd think, the boys might be the one to write in print or something. No. Jeff said, to a girl, a supergirl too, roses are red and violets are blue. There were a lot of roses are red, violets are blue, plays on that, if that makes sense. This one was kind of fun. And this was for my best friend who I did the sack race with. And she did Remember M, the letter, in the nice cursive, the way we remembered to write the cursive.
Yeah.
Remember E, put them together and remember me.
Carolyn, that is exactly like something I used to see in my mom's yearbooks. I loved reading my mom's yearbooks. She would always have them out on the bookshelf.
Yes.
And I did go through a lot of them when we just cleaned her stuff out in the fall. And I just could, they were so huge and heavy. But you know what was cool? She had, I think I told you guys this, the old cheerleading uniform with the giant corduroy skirt and the megaphone and the letter jacket and all the yearbooks. And so we didn't know what to do with these. And my sister got in touch with someone at Grand Prairie High School and they wanted them. So have in their archive. So we donated them all. But it would be poems like that. That sounds like a very old school poem.
I wonder if that's where she got it from, going through her parents' yearbooks. Mm-hmm. Because
I loved doing that.
I can remember doing that. I pull them all out. I remember what my parents looked like in their pictures. Mm-hmm. My dad was so cute. I was he has his tuxedo on and my mom has the drape, which I don't know about you guys, but my kids, their yearbook photos were just in their regular clothes.
We didn't have to wear
that. I wanted the drape. The black off the shoulder thing. Oh, you had the black off the shoulder thing?
Yes.
And they just put it around you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for our senior yearbook photo. We had several kind of versions taken, but the one that went in the yearbook was, I had the drape.
I wonder if that's the cutoff, because when did you graduate?
83.
I graduated in 86, and I just wore clothes.
Well, I'm glad
I also feel like it might have been regional. I wore nothing. Maybe. We were naked. No.
But I want to say, I so specifically remember their pictures, those little rectangle boxes. And my mom had one, and this probably was her senior year, and she had these bangs, bangs in quotation marks, because there were these four things that came down on her forehead, and they were like little J's. So if you can imagine.
Oh, yes.
And they were like plastered. And I would ask
with
her.
With tape. They put tape. It on the tape.
You slept, yes. She said you slept with tape and you wet them down and then you slept and then you carefully removed the tape. And I said to her today, I called her and I said, what were those called? And she said, she couldn't remember. Then she said, I think they were called spit curls.
Yeah,
because you'd spit on your hand to kind of wet them down and everything. And I just
and sometimes you put them on the side of your face. Like
yeah, that's
ears.
Exactly right. Yeah. She said like your grandmother would have them on like the side, like little sideburny kind of looking things. All of that also proves that these yearbooks, besides the signatures, you can tell so much about the styles of the times.
Yeah, that's
like,
why
they're
I loved
really
it.
Little time capsules it of is. What was going on style-wise, and even you know in the world, you could kind of get that vibe as you.
It
read
felt
your
like
yearbook.
An encyclopedia to me. I would sit down and look at my parents' yearbooks in the same way that I would pull the encyclopedia off the shelf, just pour through
and
them,
read just every line. And
the
oh
hairstyles were fascinating to me. The big dresses were fascinating to me. And I have my grandma's yearbook from the 1920s, and they're the pictures of the rooting team, R-O-O-T-I-N-G. Their pictures of the rooting team are hilarious. First of all, they're men. It's not women. And they're dressed in like knickers and high socks.
Oh, I could just imagine. And probably a long like sweater with.
Yes, a big sweater with a letter on it. And then the biggest bullhorn you've ever seen. Or the big cone. Is that called the bullhorn?
It's like a megaphone. It's
a megaphone. There we go.
Yeah, that's what my mom had for cheerleading.
Yeah, like a 3-foot-long megaphone.
Right. And then they would, on the bottom.
And they would pose like in a like they're getting ready to run a race and hold the megaphone in front of their face.
Yeah.
And that the rooting team. So they're like the original cheerleaders. But they're
rooting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Another thing I can remember, and I'm just having to go on memory here, but I used to think it was so funny that the signatures would say, used the word chum a lot. You're such a swell.
Chum.
What a swell chum.
Oh
or
God,
I'm so swing. Glad we were chums. This would have been late 50, like 57 probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I loved reading those because it did feel like watching Leave It to Beaver. There was a difference in how my parents signed their yearbooks and how we signed our yearbooks. And that And some of the things that we came up with in the 80s are true today. So the Friends Forever, they still do FF, Friends Forever. That comes from us. And then in the 90s, they did BFF. We still have BFF, Best Friends Forever. There's and even the four and the two and the you, all of that is still with us. And can we say thank you, Prince? Prince may have started something that's going to last like in yearbooks forever. Okay, so Carolyn, sorry, we digress. We were in the middle of you talking about sixth grade, we've gone off on a tangent. Okay, what else in sixth grade did you have?
Well, basically, the things that I came away with was that I was very sweet, and nice. I was very sweet and nice. Mm-hmm. I was also tall. A few people mentioned to a tall girl, but nice.
Being tall is so
Yes. Or I was neat. I was a neat person.
Neat, not as in tidy, but neat, like
no,
the 70s
I think
as in neat.
Cool, like
yeah,
70s
so there's
neat.
The slang coming through again. That's
exactly.
Because that is a 70s term. Like even by the 80s, we weren't saying neat quite as much. We were saying cool.
Ooh, and I was a super good looking chick.
Congratulations.
Yes, that was kind of fun. Yeah. A couple of things that stood out to me were the fact that every page, like I'm going to hold this up to you, it was all songs from the 70s that, that was, We've Only Just Begun, this was Top of the World, what else do we have? The Way We Were, Taking It Easy, and my favorite was.
That's very cute. That's like a little time capsule of its own, then.
Yes, Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
And on the football page, where it was all the football teams, it was hurting each other.
That's clever.
The Carpenters.
Hurting each other.
The irony of it being.
Oh, that's so
They were
funny.
Obviously going
that's
with the
funny.
Title. But,
And you really have a Carpenters theme. Like, somebody really loves the Carpenters.
Yesterday is. Well, no, that's the Beatles, right? Yesterday.
No, but they do Yesterday Once More.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to count it. We're going to count
so
it.
So there were The Hustle. So if I just need Leader of the Pack, if I need to go back, a Fifth of Beethoven, which was banned. Anyway.
You should make a playlist of your yearbook songs.
I should. Color My World is even on here. You know, my dreaded. That's by the year we played it. anyway, it's just fun. I won't read them all, except I can tell you that I was nice, I was tall, and I told you I was funny. I was funny, too. We go on, hurting each other. We
go on, hurting each other. Making- what was your first one, Michelle?
My first one, seventh grade, 1982. And I want to show you, if this doesn't scream, seventh, eighth grade yearbook cover, I don't know what does.
Oh, my. Oh, my. What?
Okay, let's try to describe this to everybody. Oh, my God. Now, obviously, you have to watch us on YouTube to get the full effect. To me, it looks like one of those, like, Hallmark love greeting cards.
It's too sexy for Hallmark.
Yeah.
It's more it's like true. The Thornbirds. No, it looks like a Time Life ad for a albums. Record that has, yeah, that yes, has all the ballads, all the love songs, and they're almost going to kiss, and they're in silhouette, and there's a sunset yes. behind them, and there are branches across their face.
It's not just a branch. It's like a giant tree, but also then the people are in silhouette. Yeah, they'll definitely, please watch this if you can.
You know what happened? And here's what I'm going
to
predict happened.
We're going to need to put this in the Weekly Reader.
Whoever was on the yearbook staff, by the way, were either of you on yearbook staff?
Oh, yes, I was on the yearbook staff. And I was on the yearbook staff, I think it would have been the next year, eighth grade.
Oh, but, thank goodness.
Okay, lots of rubber cement.
You were on the yearbook staff, which you were like, hell no, that kind of cover is never going to be on my yearbook ever again. And I'm predicting somebody forgot to send in a picture for the cover to that yearbook company.
It
and
was
they
a
say,
stock.
Forever miss the deadline gets this cover.
Okay. This is funny to me because it's dedicated to this math teacher, Mr. Waters. And I remember Mr. Waters, and I remember not liking Mr. Waters at all. Like, oh, I hated Mr. Waters. Sorry, Mr. Waters, if you're in a nursing home listening to this. But here's what Mr. Waters thought of me. Michelle, you've been a delightful young lady to have in class. Keep up the dedicated efforts and enthusiasm, and you'll accomplish your goals and be a welcome contribution to any group. Keep smiling, and don't forget to say hello to your old seventh grade teachers next year, Mr. Waters. Now, also understand that I'm going to say little Michelle, because that's I usually refer to like 7, 8-year-old. Young seventh grade Michelle, even though I hated Mr. Waters, this tracks. This was the persona. This was, I was respectful. Yep. I was, yep. He probably thought he was my favorite teacher, right? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so I'm going to read you just a couple of entries from seventh grade. Michelle, hi. I understand, everyone, every single time I read the word your, Y-O-U-R, picture it as Y-O-U-R yes, exactly. instead of Y-O-U-R apostrophe R-E. Okay. Michelle, hi. You're the sweetest person I've ever known. Stay cool and keep your big smile, too. Love ya, Y-A, Christy. Mm-hmm. Yo, I was the sweetest person she's ever known.
Ever known.
Wow.
Also, this goes back to, did you have upperclassmen sign it? Michelle, well, hello, chump, exclamation point. You're sure are sweet. Oh, and your smile's so big you could fit the whole globe in there. Good luck, Beth, quotation marks 86. So that was an upperclassman. I have no idea. Yeah. And then I just want to, I don't have a lot from seventh grade that I'm sharing because, you know, they're all kind of the
we're
same
just
thing.
Starting
really
out.
Sweet,
yeah, it's
whatever.
All, it
yeah.
was all the same in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. We're just figuring it out. Yeah.
But you guys are going to like this one. Michelle, it's nice having you for a friend. Hopefully in the years to come, we will become better friends. Hopefully you'll have a good summer. P.S. Like you said to me. So this is just makes me cringe because apparently I wrote this in her yearbook.
Oh God,
like you said to me, don't do anything I wouldn't do during the summer. Love always, Nanny. And she was Nancy, but we called her Nanny. And then, you guys, this will track from seventh grade all the way till 1987 on probably 98% of my signatures. In quotation marks, either 87 or 87 rules. Every single one says 87
Interesting.
Rules.
Yeah. I do have to wonder, like, what did the first yearbook, how did they sign the very first yearbooks? Because it wasn't 87 rules and it wasn't, you know, see ya with a capital C. What did the first yearbook, what were those signatures like? Because I do know when it came out. I do know when the first yearbook was.
Oh,
and
when?
It was it was the class of 06 at Yale University. The class of 1806.
Oh.
Was the first one.
I thought I was thinking 19.
No, it's 1806. But here's the funny part. Of course, there's no photography
right, thank
in
you.
1806. And so everybody was represented in the little square, just like we do today. They were represented in the little square with a silhouette drawn of them to represent them.
What?
Oh, yes. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love okay, that. Okay, that's a super cool fact.
Isn't that cool? And so then yearbooks evolved as photography and printing evolved. Once we got photography, then it became like, now our yearbooks are like scrapbooks. And that's when we start adding things about, you know what TV shows we were watching and all that kind of stuff. But I just have to wonder, did they sign them? And what did they write? That would be so interesting.
And did everybody get one? Because we're talking 1806.
Yes,
we're not, like, printing was not, you didn't just like zip out something, you know, you had to change type and then get all that stuff. So I'm almost wondering if it was, there was just one that
and
they kept
passed
in the
it
library
around.
Or something. Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
They had to go visit it in the library. Yes. It's possible. That's very possible.
Right.
Okay, so my next year, the following year, was 1982, and I went to Fred Moore Junior High in Anoka, Minnesota, and it's Fred Moore, M-O-O-R-E. And officially, apparently, it was known as Moore Junior High, but we didn't know that. We always called it Fred Moore. But on the cover of my yearbook, somebody wrote in, no more junior high. No more junior high.
Okay, weren't you pissed, though, that they did that? I would have been pissed.
It's
hilarious now.
Looking at how the letters are made, it might have been me. It might have been me.
That tracks too.
Yeah, it does. Actually, that was 1983. That's the wrong one. Anyway,
okay.
It doesn't matter. 1982, I'm in eighth grade. The template still exists, but there are more signatures and some actual friends. Although they still use the same template. I'm so glad I got to know ya in earth science. But it's getting more personal and a lot more emotional. So here we go. Kristen, there's not enough words to explain what we've been through. Even we've liked the same guy. Lots of love, Cindy.
Ooh.
And that's one of the Stein girls.
Gosh.
And I don't remember what guy we liked. Even we've liked the same guy.
Although,
I mean, it sounds like that was hard. That was a hard thing
okay.
for us
enough
to
make
can
it
we
in the
just
yearbook?
Pause for a second? Because it was very, I think you telling us that it's one of the Stein girls is very important because when you first started and said, there's no words to describe what we've been through, I was like, oh, but in my head, like, well, that's kind of dramatic. That's kind of, once you told us it's a Stein girl, oh no, she's dead serious. Because longtime listeners know, you guys have been through a lot.
We went through a lot. There's a lot that happens on all those sleepovers.
With the Stein girls.
It's a lot of sleepovers.
Now, is there at all a chance that this person was Scott Fenwick?
I don't know. Oh my God. And there were so many Scotts too. It could have been any number of Scotts. There were a lot. Even in my own collection of crushes, it's not just that there were a lot of Scotts in my school. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of Scotts that
too.
I crushed on.
Scott Schubert in my neighborhood, he was older, but he was so cute.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we even had two Scott S's. So you couldn't even say Scott S because there were two of them.
Wow.
Okay, this one's good too. Kristen, I'm so glad you're my friend. I could cry. You better come over a lot this summer and keep in touch. FF, Cindy. That was another Cindy. I had two Cindys. And then this
Cindy
one.
Cindy was another one. Yeah,
Cindy was big. This one wins the award. This one gets the award for junior high earnestness. Oh my God, this is so good. Okay. Kristen, when we get older, the first thing we're going to do is try out for the Solid Gold Dancers. All we need is a pretty face and a great body. No talent needed. But we've got all three. You've been the greatest friend I've ever had. You're easy to talk to and you understand. And here's where the earnestness really kicks in. Remember this above all else. If you ever have a chance to go professional, you take it. I'll be watching. Just like cue the chorus line movie, right? Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, exactly.
Love you always, Christy. She was my shoplifting friend. It was very, it was so stressful. It was so stressful.
Oh my gosh. Well, Christy, I love that. And I love that she had such a future in mind, you know?
Oh, like you're yes.
Make it.
Picked out for me. Mm-hmm. She had picked out my future. Never to have a chance to go professional. Like, what movies were we watching? Maybe that's left over from Fame. Like, was that the seed that was planted from Fame?
Oh, yeah.
So, and in eighth grade, for the first time, there are boys who sign my yearbook. This is big. But the boys in eighth grade are at a complete loss. They have no idea how to interact with a girl, even in writing. And I just love this one. Kristen, well, you sure like to sit by Tanya, don't you?
Sorry, I just had like an asthma attack.
Oh, it gets better.
It was fun kicking your desk. Well, have fun this summer. Bye, Todd. So there, and all the boys would go, well, so many wells. Well,
and that and was also, thought out. I mean, that wasn't just like, have a good summer. He like really remembered shared memories of kicking
you
your
sure
desk.
Like sitting by Tanya,
by
don't
Tanya,
ya?
Don't you?
And so we, this sounds a little clunky right here, but we would make out in his basement 4 years later.
I love, I love nuggets like that because you look, I can look back on some of these people too and wonder what's coming
up. He knew who you were sitting by and he kicked your desk. Do you need any more proof than that?
It's like pulling my pigtails.
Yes.
He was pulling my pigtails.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yay, Todd. Do we know where Todd is today?
No, but there is more coming in my high school yearbook.
Okay.
The saga will continue.
I can't believe.
Oh, I love it.
Todd 2.0.
Yeah. Okay. What you have 7th grade next, right,
I do have 7th grade next. Okay. And I'm going to start by saying, oh my gosh, okay? 7th grade, Carolyn, I don't know if I'd have been friends with you. You seem like you might have been a tad annoying. I don't know. And Maggie said I was kind of cringy.
Oh.
Well, based on all of these people that signed my yearbook, I could have told you that I had a crush on this boy named Robert Crozier. Okay, I just remember that was my 7th grade crush. I didn't really understand quite the depth to which I leaned into this crush. So much so that I would say 2/3 of the signatures in my yearbook refer to my crush on Robert Crozier, whether it be Stay Sweet and Good Luck with My Next Door Neighbor, RC, love Kim, to a super good friend, Good Luck with RC. FF, Dory.
I love how they're all putting the initials because they don't want to give it away just in case maybe he signs
it. Why
or
that
clearly everybody knows. Who it is.
Well, of course everyone knows. And I don't think I was ashamed because there were several signatures that alluded to the fact to the girl who signed my yearbook, Mrs. Crozier. Oh.
You were putting it out there, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I am hoping that I said Carolyn Rich and then in parentheses.
Nope. I don't think so, Carolyn.
Oh, my gosh. Then I have some in my yearbook that are just addressed to Mrs. Crozier.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Mrs. Crozier, you've been a lot of fun, even though you talk too fast. I'm really gonna miss you.
Gonna.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, there's so many like that, you guys. I'm embarrassed. I mean, I was reading them to Maggie. I cannot tell you. Literally 2/3 have something to do with good luck
Mrs.
with
Crozier.
RC. Carolyn Crozier, you're a very nice friend. I wish you wouldn't move. This is when people knew I was going to be moving.
Yes.
Yeah. But yikes. Here's another to a sweet girl. Good luck next year and good luck with Robert Crozier.
But you're moving. If you're moving.
But you guys, all right, I'm just going to end with this one because, of course, Robert Crozier had to sign my yearbook, right? Yes, he did.
I
want to tell you what Robert said because there's no doubt that I
stay away
looked
from
at
me.
This. Looked at this. No, here's what he said. To a sweet girl who I like a lot, Bobby Crozier. Now, I mean, like
what
a lot.
What do you do with that?
Oh,
I know.
My God. Now you can't move. You can't move.
I know. And what does that mean? I like a lot.
Exactly.
Like? Is it like?
Like. And he signed it Bobby Crozier.
BC.
He went with the nickname. Yeah. And Bobby, or anyone that knows Bobby that's listening, I think he goes by Robert now. I didn't stalk him, but I just thought.
I was about to say, I think he goes by Robert now. Good one,
and
Carolyn.
Guys, he's a junior high school teacher. He's an earth science or life science teacher in the school district where my sister teaches.
No way.
If anyone knows Robert out there, tell him, way to go teaching, way to go middle school. And I'm
way
so
to go,
sorry.
RC.
I am so sorry.
My God,
oh,
and
he
please,
loved
if
it.
You know him, everyone, ask him what he meant by that in Carolyn's yearbook.
Ask if he likes her.
No. Now, what if he doesn't even remember me? I would be crushed. Remember, I moved too this summer. So I would just stare at that and think, if only we hadn't moved, because there was that whole
heartbreak
angle of the moving thing. Yes.
You would be married. If you hadn't moved, you'd be
for
married.
Sure. I'd be married to an earth science middle school teacher or something.
For sure.
Anyway, so yes. So let's just say that was the bulk of my 7th grade yearbook, the signatures. So this
Mrs.
was not
Crozier.
A secret. I did not like,
not
tell
at
anybody,
all, apparently.
Don't tell anybody I like Robert Crozier.
Oh my God.
Nope. So cringy, to say the least. And thank you, friends, for sticking with me.
Like butterfly, a wild butterfly, I will collect you and capture you.
Hey, listeners, it's Carolyn, and I wanted to share with you my latest armoire success story. Okay, picture this. Cobblestone streets, gelato in hand, and a suitcase that doesn't weigh a ton. That was actually my reality on a recent trip I took to Italy. Seriously, you guys, my trip to Italy was a style triumph. From the most comfortable jeans I have ever worn, so comfortable, you guys, that I've decided I'm going to purchase these, the perfect lightweight sweater, and then there was my absolute favorite fun checkered rain jacket that actually received compliments. Armoire is like having a dream closet at your fingertips. You tell them your style, and they send you amazing pieces that you can rent. Or you can just scroll through their amazing collection of high-quality items and choose what works for you. No more agonizing over what to pack, no more overstuffed suitcases, just effortless style delivered right to your door. Wear it, love it, send it back, and get a fresh batch. So you guys, you can ditch the packing stress and really elevate your vacation wardrobe. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/PCPS. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/PCPS to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, but your energy still crashes or those wonky mood swings hit out of nowhere?
Oh, yes. But I've got to tell you, Michelle, that has gotten so much better since I have been taking Hormone Harmony. It really does make a difference. And I recently took their free 2-minute quiz. I learned that menopause can have my hormones all out of whack. Hormone Harmony helps to fine-tune my hormonal system, and it helps maintain optimal hormone levels. It's helped with my menopause-related brain fog, my quality of sleep, and really overall well-being. I just feel better. And I also feel good knowing they only use proven science-backed ingredients in all of their herbal formulas. And what's great about the quiz is that it will recommend the best product for you based on your answers and your particular hormonal needs.
Yeah, I love that they actually have a whole line for your gut health, like Bloat Banisher. Is that TMI? I don't know. If you're ready to start feeling like yourself again, head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with our code PCPS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PCPS for 15% off today.
Michelle, what is next for you? Do you have eighth grade?
I do. And that was 82, 83. And if you remember what the cover looked like of the last one,
we've
upgraded a little bit, but it's still odd for a middle school yearbook.
Oh, we have a country
and
lane.
This one, though, goes country two lane. Sides.
Oh, wow. It's like two a stock sides. Photo.
Yeah, a stock photo that you got to choose. Yeah.
Okay, here's a couple of funny. This is my friend Paula, who I'm still Facebook friends with to this day. And understand people, like, you know, I was there from fifth grade through the end of ninth grade through that summer. And these were people that's a time, fifth grade through the end of ninth grade, where you not only make really good, like a good core group of friends, but you also are figuring out friendship. So even with like my own girls, however many years later, this is when friendships sometimes break up, come back together. Mm-hmm. You go through a lot of shit. So Paula says, Michelle, we've been through a lot of misunderstandings, among other things. But I'm glad everything turned out all right. I wonder what happened between me and Paula.
Yes,
I think it had to do with my friend Kristen. I think there was a weird thing that then Kristen became good friends with Paula, and then I got jealous. I don't even know.
Kristen and she. Didn't
you're a great friend, and I'm lucky to have. Be sure and call during the summer, and me, you, Lisa, and Cherie can go to Kleinline and have a total blast. That was a big swimming hole. What if it's still there? I'm going to look it up.
Swimming hole.
Best friends
that
always.
That's like Petticoat Junction.
It was because it was like in right between like Vancouver, Washington, and Ridgefield, and there were like these big picture like kids don't go swimming there, right, basically.
Like a quarry.
But it was public. Yeah, but it was public and there was a big public beach. But we used to swim all the way to the other side, like duck under the lines. And it terrifies me. I could have drowned.
Oh, scary.
And then Paula signs at Best Friends Always at 87 Kicks. Now, keeping with the same theme of troubles with friendships, also understand that my friend Kristen and I, we lived in the same neighborhood. We were best friends in like fifth grade, sixth grade. But apparently when it was yearbook signing day, things weren't too great between me and Kristen because here's what two people have said. Michelle. Again, with the yours. We're all in eighth grade now. Yeah. Everyone's still saying Y-O-U-R. You're a real nice person. Stay that way. I'm sure you will. I hope you and Kristen work out your problems. Hope to see you this summer. If not, see ya next year. 87 rules. Love, Jason. Michelle, it's been neato, N-E-A-T-O. It's been neato having you in math class. I hope you and Kristen can be friends again. You were so cute together. Good job in cheerleading. I had just made cheerleader for the coming ninth grade year. Good job in cheerleading. Stay sweet and cute. YP means your pal. Y with a slash P. Your pal.
Okay.
Shannon McCombs. And then lastly, Michelle, I'm glad we got to be friends this year and that we're both in the class of 87! Exclamation point. See, this was a big deal to us. Have a great summer and a great parentheses boring year next year in Ridgefield, Penn. Apparently, Barry had some negative feelings about it because he says, have a great, boring year next year at Ridgefield Penn. Barry.
Like the penitentiary?
Yeah, I bet Barry didn't amount to much. Yeah, who knows? Maybe Barry did.
Barry.
So I'm in the same place on the verge. In my next yearbook, it's ninth grade, but I'm in the same place as Michelle because I also have a junior high, but my junior high was ninth grade. And then high school started in 10th grade. So it was a big deal in my ninth grade yearbook. A lot of it was like, good luck in high school. And it does feel like you're graduating and going to something really big. In ninth grade, things are shifting for me. I'm coming into my own. I have a personality and I'm letting people see it. I'm not just reading Agatha Christie all the time. High school is coming. Boys and girls do interact with each other, and it's not quite as awkward. Just listen to this progress from Eric. I wish I could remember which Eric this was. Now, remember, my dad is a teacher at the school. So, and that was very dicey. Like, what if people didn't like your dad? It's super embarrassing. But Eric really knew how to soothe my anxiety about that. He says, well, there we go with the well. Well, Kristen, you're shy, but I managed to get to know you anyway. Your dad is a swell guy. He must have been smart. He had a daughter who got plus 20 on all her spelling. Eric. That's some real emotional intelligence right there.
That is, and it's so interesting what people, like, picked up about you being any of us, like who you sat next to, that you got good grades. I mean, I had a few of mine, like, that always got 100 on a spelling test. Like, people remembered most interesting things about you that you would have thought, like, somebody picked up on the fact that you got plus 20.
Plus 20. I don't even know what that means,
plus 20. I don't either, but I guess it must be impressive.
Okay. Carolyn, what do you have next?
I do have an eighth grade yearbook from West Memorial Junior High. That's where all my previous yearbooks were from. If you recall, though, I moved between seventh and eighth grade, and I ended up at Mount Laurel Middle School in New Jersey. Maybe we got a yearbook. I don't know. I could just erase that year pretty much out of my life. But my friends were so kind. My friend Jackie Harkey, if you're listening, Jackie. God. So she bought a yearbook for me, and then she took it around and got everyone to sign it.
Oh, Carolyn.
I know. It was
so sweet.
It was so sweet. So I got to read how much people missed me if they even realized I was gone. I don't think some people even, like, I think some people thought they were signing Jackie's yearbook, too. So I kind of skipped those. But there were just some that, you know, were just so sweet. Like, you don't know me, but I know you. My picture is on page 33. So I guess they taught, like, that person had moved, I remember, after I moved there. And then my friend Jackie, what was so fun is that she was on the yearbook staff this year. So she was able to place photos in places because that was the other good thing, you guys. If you weren't on yearbook staff, it was really good to have a friend on your book staff because you could say, oh, please put a picture of, you know, so and me and so-and-so here or make sure whatever. So Jackie,
because that was social coinage.
It was. And, it
right?
was.
You got status for how many times or in what pictures you were. And so there was sort of, that's part of the social strata where you belong.
I know, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it was really nice to read this. Like, I remember you. You probably don't remember me. Love, Ed. There were a lot of those kind of things. And then Jackie went through and circled in the index, because if you guys remember, at least in our yearbooks, there'd be an index with your name.
Oh,
and
I
you
totally
wanted
forgot.
all the page numbers next to yours. Like, if you only had one page number, that was kind of sad because you knew that was your one rectangle.
I think just in high school we had an index. I just looked in No More Junior High and there isn't one.
So it was really nice for Jackie because she was able to circle all these names and put, like, still going strong next to Mark Hickman. I don't know who that is. Or hate next to Robert Brewer. Oh. But this was Jackie, not me. But anyway, these were all really sweet because it was like, we miss you and all that. And it just made me all the super
and
sad.
And we have to think about that. That's a year after you moved.
Exactly.
That is significant in the life of a junior high school student. Usually, if you're gone 3 months, you're gone.
Right.
Nobody remembers you. It is
super
over.
Nice. I mean, and probably just led even more into I'm so sad that I moved kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not sure about this one because Bobby signed it.
And Bobby Crozier?
Bobby Crozier signed it.
Oh.
And to Carolyn, and this might make me sad, I don't know. He said, to a nice and sweet girl. So I guess he's assuming I'm still nice and sweet.
Yeah.
Hope to see you next year.
Oh, does he not know you're gone?
Here's the thing. There was also, I was going to visit. Like, I was going to visit in like the fall of there. And this was so crazy because I remember this visit. It was my freshman year of high school, and we went back down to Texas. My dad had a meeting, and I went to school with my friend Jackie. Like, I just went with her.
Oh.
We had to get a little okay from the principal, and I got to sit in on all the classes with her, and I just tagged along, and I got to see all my friends. So I'm going with the fact that Bobby was hoping that
he knew you were
hoping
to
see you next year. Like, hope you're going to come back to visit, because I can't propose if you're in New Jersey. When am I going to give you this lovely ring?
How will you ever become Mrs. Crozier?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and it's just sad to see some of these because I miss these people. They were really important to me. I just saw this. It's just sad. So it's just a picture of TJ Andrews. I don't remember TJ's, but he must have helped in the office. He was the laminator. He has a whole picture. Just TJ Andrews.
Just standing there laminating.
Laminator.
He's like feeding something into a machine. There's a picture
right,
of him.
Right,
he's the laminator. Oh, that's a good job.
Yes. Well, it's a really good segue, Carolyn, everything you just said, into my ninth grade year. My ninth grade yearbook is somewhere in this house, but I looked in the attic. I looked everywhere. And same thing. I went to Ridgefield High School. That was my last year. I didn't know it was going to be my last year. I didn't find out until August. My mom's like, oh, by the way, we're moving in a week and a half. I had been to cheerleading camp. I had made varsity for the next year.
I was so excited.
It's one of the two most traumatic things in my life, that move was. So I got my yearbook and for some reason we got them late or something that year because the same exact thing happened. My friends, maybe they didn't sign it until the beginning of like sophomore year because it got mailed to me. And you guys, it is somewhere here. It's like, I know for sure it's not lost. It's just somewhere I can't find. It is a treasure. It is all the signatures of all these people basically telling me how much they loved me. And that was like so hard. And it just made, it was like such a gut punch to get that like in the fall of my sophomore year when I'm understand, I was at a high school of, you know, my entire freshman class had like 92 people in it. The whole high school had maybe 400. And now I'm at Saguaro High School in Scottsdale, Arizona, where my sophomore class has like 900 kids in it. You know, we had like, so that was such a gut punch. I remember crying. Like you said, Carolyn, it's just so sweet. So anyway, but for right now, I'm the end of my sophomore year at Saguaro High School.
Okay.
You guys, when I got this yearbook, I was so excited because this was like the yearbooks I remember my mom had. These are like coffee table books. When you go to a high school that has that many people, you get these big books. Now, the cool thing about this sophomore yearbook, so this is ending 1985, is that I'm telling you right now how hard the beginning of it was, how hard it was to go to that big high school. If you start looking at all the signatures I have, though, and all the people telling me, like, how sweet, you know, like, I did okay. Let's just say I did okay. Yeah. Also, yeah. To your point about you look in the index. Hell yes, I looked in the index. So in this, at the end of my sophomore year, I have two numbers. It's my school picture and then probably National Honor Society or some club I was in. Mm-hmm. By the end of my senior year, I'm in 10. I have 10.
And you're counting the numbers. Yeah. Whoa. How many numbers do you
absolutely
have next to your name in the index?
I even have someone in my senior yearbook. Mm-hmm. Someone actually signs it. You're such a poop for having so many pictures or something. So here's a few fun signatures, though, from the end of that first year. And now by the end of the first year, I've made the palm line for the next year. So things have got a lot better, but it was really, really hard. So I love the detail in this one because I would never have remembered this detail. Michelle, I had a good year in biology. Wasn't it fun dissecting, or shall we say massacring, our pig? Well, I didn't know you too well, but you were a great friend. Maybe I'll see you next year. So apparently we didn't get a good grade
in ninth
on that,
grade,
right?
You went right to the pit? Or that we was 10th grade.
We did frog. Apparently. We didn't get pig.
Yeah, we did frog too.
But that is a high school milestone, the dissecting of fill in the blank.
Yes.
And somebody puts it in your yearbook. That's what makes it a time capsule. That is hilarious.
Totally. Yeah. And then Neil, I must have been in biology with Neil as well. Michelle, I hope you like being a pommy next year. Don't get fetal pigs' sexes mixed up this summer or you'll get no points. So we must have not only massacred, it must have been me. What was the other name? Jason. We must have been a team and we must have not only massacred, but gotten the sexes mixed up. Kristen, you said earlier how looking at your parents' yearbooks, you loved it so much because it was like an encyclopedia. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's exactly how I felt going through these high school yearbooks. We had pages that said things like, looking back at 1985. We have seniors' favorites. Seniors' favorites were male vocalists, were Bruce Springsteen, Madonna for female. Favorite group was Van Halen. Favorite TV show, Family Ties. Favorite movie, Purple Rain. Favorite car, Porsche. Favorite hangout, yes, absolutely, was the Jack in the Box.
Well, now I'm transitioning into high school. And in 10th grade, there's still a template. There's still a form of a template, but you get a lot more personal messages and they're longer. And like you said earlier, Carolyn, people might reserve a spot on the inside cover, like save for Patty with a big box around it. There were more inside jokes. You might get a list of things that you experienced together. Like, remember French class? Choir tour. It was so nice sitting next to you and typing, right? There'd be like a long list of, remember this? Mm-hmm. And in high
fetal
school.
Fetal pigs.
Yes, remember right? Fetal pigs? In high school, my yearbook gets grossly inappropriate, like ooh, so oh. inappropriate. Lots of references to my boobs from both boys and girls. Boys and girls, lots. Okay. My high school yearbook is a testament to the fact that high schoolers are getting acquainted with sexuality. And even if they're not doing it, you know, because half the people aren't doing it, it's like talking about it is people's first step in declaring themselves sexual beings. It's comical. These are from my junior year. Chris, which is not my name, by the way. No one has ever called
me. But did you go by Chris?
Never.
Okay, you didn't. Okay.
Never. So this person... for some reason thinks that they can call me Chris. Well, again with the well, what can I say instead of but? And he puts but in quotation marks because I guess this is the inside joke part. Why didn't I have you in more of my classes? That way I could tease you more about how nice of an ass you have and other parts. That's from Scott $.
Oh.
I don't know who Scott $ is. And Scott $ doesn't even know my name. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't like him.
I don't know what. And
he's in jail for like stock fraud or something right now.
And I'm guessing that I just went along with it. I'm guessing I didn't get mad and I'd just be like, ha, 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 funny, funny.
Of course you did. Because we would have
still
never
brazen.
Done that.
I still think
it gets worse, Carolyn. It gets worse.
I'm appalled.
But it's a variety of people, you know, a variety of closeness to me. This one is positively schizophrenic because he really was one of my good friends. And I swear to God, we never did anything together except we kissed like twice. Like that's it. We didn't do anything. Kristen, you definitely are one of my favorite lovers. You're a real special friend and a great person to be with. We have had our laughs. Remember CPR? I'm glad I got to know you better. Parentheses, In all ways. Next year should be a great year, you big senior. We'll have to get together this summer and drink heavily. You're a real great friend, and I'll never forget you. You mean a lot to me in all ways. Enough of that sweet shit. Kristen, I seriously love your boobs. And I love to play with them.
What? No.
I hate this person.
I do, too. And this was not normal, people. I'm thinking you had... Yeah. This is not... Okay, I'm just...
I feel
whatever.
Icky just because... Here's the thing. I just have to interject this. I know you got to keep going. But had you actually done more with him, then I would be like, okay, still kind of icky. But at least this is so gross to me because you did nothing. And so I don't like him.
If he's that
kind of... And also, how many
way.
People did he tell that you did
that? Well, yes, that's the thing. How many people did he say that there was more that happened?
I think there was kind of a joke about that. I think there was a joke that we were like... A couple, but
lovers.
And
apparently,
he was younger than me. He was a year younger than
me. Oh, can you imagine how cool he must have been? Like, yeah, I felt her up.
And it's possible I was his first kiss. I don't know that for sure. My God, been putting me on, but I could have been his first kiss. So he loves to play with him. And then he says, "Have a great summer, and call me if you need to get ... I'll be there in a flash." Love, Dave, your husband. So I think there was an inside joke about us being married.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, oh, that's stalkery shit right there.
Yeah, I think there's something about us being married. And this was another one of the little, the guys who didn't grow for a long, long time.
Right.
So I think he was aiming high. He was like trying to play big because I think that's a psychological thing. Like, I don't appear to be a sexual person, but I really am a sexual person.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I immediately have gone to... We loved reading our parents' yearbooks and looking through them. I'm having this feeling of like, did Liam read this stuff?
Oh, I've told him not to read it.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I said, don't read this.
Which made him probably want to read it all
the time. I was about to say, oh, he read it 100 times.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he does not want to. He doesn't want to.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Do you have another one, Michelle?
Yeah, does Carolyn have one?
Well, actually, I'll just say that I am going to enjoy listening to your high school yearbook signatures because my high school, we didn't get them till the following fall. So we didn't even get them at the end of the year. There wasn't like a signing day.
That's so sad.
So, yeah, so I don't have any high school signatures in my yearbook or any of my yearbooks. I
feel like you were robbed. You were totally robbed.
I definitely was robbed in some ways, but I was lucky to have one of my best friends be on the yearbook staff, and she got some good photos that I begged her to put in.
Oh, my God.
In some good places, because I did want the world to know that I had a boyfriend. He might not wanted to know that he was like his future generations to know that I was his girlfriend, but I was going to get some pictures of the two of us in there with some pretty good quote. But there's this one picture of the two of us, and the little caption is, "We come as a pair."
Oh,
I know. And I just thought it was so nice that my friend put that in. And I think my friend is the one who wrote that caption. And I don't think she and I were so this level.
Yes.
But everybody else wasn't. And so when that came out, it was just...
Oh, no.
I know. But anyway.
And everybody knew. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That never occurred to me. I must not have ever known anybody on the yearbook staff because it never occurred to me that you could, like, jockey for position or make suggestions. I was just like, let's see if I'm worth anything at the end of the year. We'll find out.
I have a couple things to just show you from junior year because I want to show you, you know, you said reserve a space to sign. This is from my friend Susan, who became just one of my closest friends through high school at Saguaro. Here's what I want to show you. This is Susan's page.
She got the whole page.
Oh, wow.
She got the whole page.
At the very end, she says, "P.S. Please bring your children to me for their doctor, and I'll watch you on the news." Remember, I wanted to be a newscaster, and apparently she wanted to be a doctor.
She wanted to be Mary Hart.
Okay, this is the last one. Michelle, howdy, partner. Well, ever since that ice cream parlor, when we flicked ice cream all over the walls, I've gotten along with you. In my senior yearbook, she's going to sign it, too, that we flicked ice cream all over the walls at the drama club meeting. And I was like, young Michelle, I'm like
that
scolding
is
her. I was like, that is not in character with you.
Do you remember
so
that?
I was disappointed in myself.
Did you remember
not at all.
Doing that?
Not at all.
Okay, now I'm coming into my senior year, and senior year is weird. I don't actually have a lot of signatures in my senior year yearbook. And many of the ones that I do have are not from close friends. They're from people in my classes for the most part. And I really, and this doesn't track because I really was at the top of my game socially, although I never felt like I wasn't like a cool person or anything. I did feel like I was welcome in most circles and I knew a lot of people. I'd been in this school now for 3 years, but the signatures are missing. And this made me remember that by the end of senior year, I was out.
I was going to say, I bet you've checked out by then.
I was completely and utterly checked out. I didn't care about anything that had to do with high school, and this whole yearbook thing felt juvenile to me, and I was ready to move on. I was so beyond high school, but high school was not done. I got a D in one class that I loved. I did. And I remember, just because I didn't do the work. I just didn't read the books. I remember on what we got a test, and I wrote at the top of my paper, "I'm sorry, I did not read the book."
And I'm guessing you'd already gotten into St. Olaf, and you just kind of had that senior slide.
Pretty much. Yeah. And my teacher totally got it. She was like, "You'll be fine. Don't worry about it."
Aww.
She knew I was somewhere else already. And on the last day of school, my friends were all crying, and they're lingering by the lockers, and they're saying goodbye to people. And I was the only one not crying. And I was dying to go. I'm like, can we leave, please? Can we get out? And now I remember I did not ask people to sign my yearbook. I just gave it to people who asked. If somebody asked, I'd be like, all right. And then I'd let them sign it. But I never asked anyone. But even so, even despite all of that, there are some good revelations about how people saw me. Ironically, a lot of people saw me as a brain, even though I got a D in humanities, the class that I actually liked. And the same themes throughout are still here. And in a strange twist, it's the boys who write the more personal messages and the girls who are writing some form of, "You're so sweet. I'm really glad I got to know ya. Remember choir. Remember senior social. We have to get together this summer. Have fun at St. Olaf. You're going to rock." But the boys had more substance, which is really surprising to me. So here's from another Dave, not my husband, Dave, but another Dave. And he says, "Even though you don't try to be, I think you are very funny. I love being around you. I look forward to seeing you over the summer." And then in all caps and quotation marks, "Party."
Yes.
"Stay small, sweet, and sexual. Your secret lover, Dave."
See, the theme continues. That's funny though. But that one doesn't rub me the wrong way. Oh, the same way that last year's one did. Yeah. That one I'm kind of like, oh, that's kind of like,
it's kind of
endearing a little bit. Yeah.
And I have a whole narrative in my mind of why these guys thought they knew you better than maybe they did.
Scott Dollar Sign certainly did.
Well, you lived in their minds, I think. They thought about you long before long after school.
For sure. Yeah, it's like an, it's like an, then again, maybe I won't. You're the Lisa across the window.
This one is so funny. From one of the only out and proud gay men in our school, which was not very safe in 1986. Actually, maybe he's just partially out. I don't know for sure. And maybe hinting at proud. But like I said, not super safe. And he says, "Kristen, I'm going to miss you, you little bundle of fun, you." "Humanities was a lot of fun with you on those meaningless field trips. Good luck in college. You're a brain, so I'm sure you'll be successful at whatever you choose. I suppose you'll come back to our reunion with the perfect husband and children, and I'll be divorced and dirt poor. Love, Todd."
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's funny. Just to think that he would think like that is just...
I know. He's just very clever.
And you're a bundle of fun.
Yeah. And so here's Dave, my husband again. This is a year later, the one who said he liked to play with my boobs. But now I'm recalling more about this game that we played about being married. So that lessons, and I really do love him. I called him Baby Dave. I really do love Baby Dave.
Yeah. So let's just go on record because we don't want to, if people know Dave. At the time, you weren't like offended by this. You were in on the joke.
No.
Okay. So that's
good.
We need to know that. That's very important.
Yeah. I was in on the joke. And it was a form of playing sexual without having to be sexual. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Like even the people who weren't doing it, if you talk about it, that is like this, I'm going into this territory.
You're testing it. I'm just testing it.
Yeah. Let's see what I can say.
Yeah. So I'm going to forgive Dave for that last year.
Yeah. And like I said, I think he was trying to play big. And you'll see from this message, too, that there might have been, like, there are two things at work here that might have contributed to our relationship. Kristen, I really don't know where to begin. You've meant so much to me during school. The first time I ever saw you, I moved your chair and you fell on your ass. I'll never forget that. Kristen, I hope you take care of yourself, and I'm going to miss you next year. It's going to be rough without having you next year. You are my best bud, and I love you. I love you, Kristen. Oh. Don't forget me. I love you, Dave.
Okay, Dave. Now I want to give Dave a hug. Have you forgotten? Did you forget him? Like, are you still in touch?
I forgot him.
No, yeah, we forget. Well, we do. I read so many people's in these, like, junior and senior year, and reading them back, I'm like, oh, I loved that person. Like, it made me remember we were good friends. Like,
right.
And I'm not talking about the people that were actually my best friends. People that maybe I only had like two classes with, but we looked forward to seeing each other. And I loved them. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad we're going to ASU together.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I know.
Oh, I feel like you need to reach out to Dave.
Yeah. I think I need to find baby Dave.
Let's find baby Dave.
Okay, we're going to find baby Dave, because I really did love baby Dave. He was adorable. And do you remember in the last message when he said, remember CPR? So that was the class that we took where he pulled out my chair and I fell on the ground. Oh, that was the first day of class. And it should be, that seems like such a dick move. But again, it's pulling on the pigtails.
Yeah,
and I thought it was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. I bet you did.
And so when we did CPR, the reason he's saying remember CPR is because I can't believe they did this, but we had to do CPR on each other.
Did you really?
What? Yes, we did. What? We had to do, and so he's like putting his hands on my chest.
Yeah. And did you wear those little mouth guard things? Yeah.
No mouth guard. No mouth guard. Although you weren't supposed to put your mouth on the other
person.
Well,
yeah, because you could really hurt someone if you,
if you blew air in their mouth. Pretend. But he did put his mouth on mine.
Oh my God, he's got his hands on your breast. This is just insane.
It's bad. It's bad. Oh, so you can see where he was. That's why he was saying he'd love to play with my boobs. And now that literally is coming to me right now.
Oh, okay. From CPR.
Dave, I'm sorry for all the awful.
Oh my God.
I had awful thoughts about you, Dave, a few minutes ago. You are forgiven.
You're very sweet, baby Dave. We love you, baby Dave.
Baby Dave, yeah.
And this one pulled up sort of an ugly memory. So this is the guy from eighth grade who said he enjoyed kicking my chair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Dear Miranda," in parentheses, Kristen, and I'll explain this in a minute. "I don't know why I'm writing in a dead person's yearbook, but I'll give it a try. First, I have to say that I really don't think you act like Miranda, but it's a cute name. I really hate that word, but it fits your looks. Truly now," he underlines truly, "being totally serious," underlines serious, "you're a really sweet girl, and I regret that I didn't get to know you better." And like I said earlier, we would be making out in his basement now, like a month from now.
Wow.
But he signs it "Love and Friends," which I think is really sweet. So here's the Miranda story. And I've talked about this on this podcast before. So he is in my contemporary American literature class. And we read a novel called The Collector, about a lonely man who collects butterflies, and he falls in love from afar with a woman named Miranda. And he kidnaps her and keeps her in his basement in hopes that she will fall in love with him. That's how he thinks he's going to make this happen. And it's very dark, and he kills her in the end. I just told you how the book ends. She's dead. So that's why he says, "I can't believe I'm writing in a dead person's notebook or yearbook." So the discussion in this class, as the teacher led it, was that Miranda was a tease, as if it was her own fault that she got kidnapped and killed, because she was a tease.
Is this teacher a man or a woman?
It's a man. It is.
Is the guy we don't like?
Yes,
it is. The teacher we don't like?
Yes, it is. And so this was my teacher's assessment of this novel, and this is what he is teaching to young men and women. And he asked the class, "Who in this class is the Miranda?" And then he goaded the students into voting for me. And I was the Miranda. It was humiliating, and I didn't understand.
Oh my God.
I didn't know, like, why is he targeting me? What did I do? But in his message, you can see Todd is like, you're not the Miranda. And there were people, boys, now that I think about it, it was all boys. It wasn't even girls after that class who were like, you're not the Miranda. That's not you.
I'm sorry. I don't have any words for how awful that is on just so many levels. And I'm sorry that you had to deal with that.
And he was beloved. He was a beloved
teacher. Well, I remember
teacher.
You sharing that too.
And
that,
beloved by me too. I loved him. But I also felt like, what's happening?
Right. I mean, there was some small part of you, I'm sure, that was just like, this ick. This doesn't feel right.
I was very confused.
And even Todd recognized it. Like something didn't feel right in Todd and the boys. Like, this isn't right.
You are not the Miranda.
Gosh.
I know. Way to bring the party down, Kristen. Okay. Do you have more, Michelle?
I do. I'll bring it back. Okay. Oh, this is my favorite yearbook. This was my senior year.
Let's bring up the vibes a little bit.
Remember when I said I was so happy because I was like, I was in 10 pictures. Like I was in 10 pages the senior yearbook. I remember when the yearbook came out and I saw all the numbers next to my name. I was so excited until I started going looking through them. And I was not happy. So this is me. And the caption says, Senior Michelle Schmidt enjoys a weekend lunch at McDonald's.
I just looked in my index. I only have two numbers by my name in my senior year yearbook. Am I a loser? Only two numbers.
So you didn't join mock trial club just so you could get an extra picture?
No. I was a one activity person.
I remember joining mock trial, only going to like two meetings, but then they would announce, anyone in mock trial, it's picture day, come to the library or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to mock trial pictures. I don't even know what they did. They like had fake trials somewhere and there were contests.
I remember that. And I think my teacher asked me to join mock trial and I was like, are you high? I do not have time for that. And what is it? And why?
Oh my God.
I think the only reason I went was because the guy who drove us home from school, like he was a year ahead of us, he went to it. So it's like I had to kind of go to get to drive home in his Trans Am.
Because I needed a ride home. Yeah,
that's right.
So how am I going to get home if I don't join mock trial?
Okay, I love this. This is one of the people that I am going to reach out to because I remember Carrie after reading this, and I loved Carrie. Dear Michelle, you're so neat. You are really ambitious, and I'll throw up if you get a C in government. You don't deserve a C. We'll protest. After all, there's no such thing as an average student. Have a fabulous summer. Have your yogurt shop call my yogurt shop. She worked at another yogurt shop down the road, and then she says, oh, I forgot. You're quitting. What? Quitting? Don't say that. Michelle never quits. Okay, you're turning in your apron. I'm going to miss your little airplane watch. And I was like, I had the coolest watch. It had a bubble on it. And the second hand was a tiny airplane that went around.
Oh, my God.
And I would have never remembered that. I know. And the way you are, I'm going to miss your little airplane watch and your laugh and the way you always said, are you ready for the test? I think my problem was that I was a bluebird, but not a brownie. Our motto wasn't be prepared, but let's eat.
I see you, Bluebird. I see you.
Or something like that. Take care of yourself. You're so strong. You know what you want. That's so admirable. Aww. Yeah, I wanted to be freaking Mary Hart. Look what happened there.
Well, look
no,
where
just
you
kidding.
Are.
Yes,
it'll see you next year. See you next year in the cafeteria. Love you, Carrie. XO, government third hour. And then she drew a little yogurt cup. So I thought that was really funny.
Oh my God, that is so cute. All of this is what comes with reading your yearbook, people. This is why we're saying read your yearbooks, because there are revelations to be made. And boob talk aside, this is what I learned from reading my yearbooks in this, like in one sitting, in one week. Okay, not talking about the boobs. But so many people said so many nice things to me about me that I never took to heart. I never, more than a handful of people thanked me for the help that I gave them in a certain class. I don't remember that, but they said, thank you for the help in French. Thank you for the help in history. So many people said I was understanding. That word kept popping up. And I don't think that's a generic thing that you say, that you just throw out there when you're trying to be nice. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, was I? And if so, I'm really proud of teenage Kristen.
Yeah.
Yes. Good for you. I think from this whole experience, I would say the one thing that I learned is that I was worthy. I was worthy.
Yeah.
And I did not know it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
which is heartbreaking. Yet I don't think it was super uncommon. I think a lot of us looking back are like, huh, just we doubted that
everything.
Stuff.
Yes.
And we doubted just didn't believe people really would like us or that we were really that or they really wanted to hang out with us. And
Well, and I think what's interesting too is that now, and it's not just like right now, like this year, but I certainly think the insecurity of everybody and that we learn that everybody was insecure in junior high and high school. Even if other people listening to this knew us in junior high or high school, and maybe I would never believe that someone would think this, but because I was very insecure, but maybe they're now thinking, God, that's bizarre. Right. I never saw Kristen that way. Kristen was always like so secure in herself but we weren't. And I think it's, I don't think anybody really was, even the girls who seemed like they were.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, suffice it to say, everybody, a dramatic reading of your yearbook might be a lot more than you bargained for. And first of all, it's worthy for the theatrics alone. It's hysterical. We were such unformed human beings, and the things coming out of our mouths are like simultaneously earnest and phony and overly emotional and strangely detached. They're poetic, and they're also a grammatical nightmare. These messages, as you've heard us say, these messages reveal not just who the signers were, but also who we were, because it shows how other people saw us. And over time, you can see how people's perception of you changes and how you changed. It's fascinating and funny and thoroughly entertaining. So we suggested in our last episode about schools out for summer. This is what we said, and I really mean it. Invite some people over for a Gen X yearbook readers theater. Go in a circle and read your favorites aloud, just like we did. Give all the backstories. Did you get a signature from your longtime crush? I think drinking would make this even more fun. And to be clear, this is not literature. These messages are stupid. But that's our life in those pages. And I, for one, am so glad I took the time to go back and revisit it. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you next time.
We would also like to give a special shout out to thank these patrons. These are our supporters over on Patreon, and we couldn't do any of this without them. So today we're saying thank you to Karen, Jennifer, Stephanie, Liz, Greta, Melanie, Kim, Tony, Jennifer, Leanne, and Karen. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.
And in the meantime, let's raise our glasses for a toast, courtesy of the cast of Three's Company. To good times.
To happy days.
To Little House on the Prairie. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody. Go Tornadoes. Fight, fight, Anoka, fight.
The information, opinions, and comments expressed on the Pop Culture Preservation Society podcast belong solely to Carolyn, the Crushologist, and Hello Newman, and are in no way representative of our employers or affiliates. And though we truly believe we are always right, there is always a first time. The PCPS is written, produced, and recorded in Minneapolis, Minnesota, home of the fictional WJM Studios and our beloved Mary Richards. Nanu Nanu, keep on truckin', and may the force be with you.